Title: Build Up Mute Automation Beginner. All right, let's build one of the most effective drum and bass tricks in Ableton Live, Build Up Mute Automation. If you've ever listened to a DNB track and thought, why does the drop feel like it hits twice as hard as mine? A big part of that is usually contrast. Not more layers, not more loud. Contrast and mute automation is the beginner-friendly, super reliable way to create that contrast. We're basically going to strategically remove the most important energy moments, so when they come back, the drop feels inevitable. By the end of this, you'll have a clean 16-bar build-up that goes from rolling groove to stripping down to that classic suck-out moment right before the drop. And we'll do it in a way that avoids clicks and pops, and keeps your mix behaving like a pro project. First, quick context. Set your tempo somewhere in the DNB zone, like 172 to 176 BPM. Then make your track layout feel like a normal DNB session. You'll usually have groups like drums, bass, music, and FX. If your session is messy right now, this is the moment to fix it. Select your drum tracks and group them. Same with bass. On Mac it's Command G, on Windows it's Control G. This grouping step matters, because you're about to automate big moves, and it's way easier to control a whole section with one automation lane than trying to draw little dips on 10 separate tracks. Now let's choose how we're going to mute. In Ableton, you technically could automate the track's mute button, but that's not the move. It can click, it can feel abrupt, and it's not very shapeable. The recommended method for this lesson is utility gain automation. Think of utility like a clean volume control that's made for automation. It's smooth, it's predictable, and you can do quick fades instead of harsh cuts. So here's what you do. Pick the track or group you want to mute. Let's start with the drums group. Drop a utility on it. You'll find it under Audio Effects. Then go to Arrangement View, and press A on your keyboard to show automation lanes. In the Automation Chooser, select Utility, then Gain. Now you can draw your mutes by pulling that gain down. All the way down to negative infinity is a full mute. Or you can do partial mutes, like minus 6 to minus 18 dB, which is more like thinning out the energy instead of deleting it. Teacher tip here. Partial cuts are often more musical earlier in the build. Full cuts are best used as punctuation, like exclamation marks. There are other methods too. You can automate track volume directly, and that's fine. I just like utility because it's modular. You can copy the device, you can reuse it, and it's very obvious what's going on. And later, once you're comfortable, you can also use rhythmic gating for motion, like putting a gate on a texture and side-chaining it from hats, so it opens and closes rhythmically. That's not a true mute automation, but it's a great add-on for DNB Groove. For today though, utility gain is the main tool. Now let's talk about what to mute, because this is where DNB arrangement logic matters. In a lot of rolling drum and bass, the perceived power of the drop comes from three big feelings. Weight, which is sub and low-end energy. Brightness and width, which is hats, top loops, air, and high-end detail. And momentum, which is often the snare on 2 and 4. That snare is like the engine. If you remove it too much, the track can feel like it stops running. So during your build-up, you'll often remove weight first, then brightness, and you'll be careful with the snare so the track still pushes forward. All right, let's build our 16 bars. We'll assume your drop starts at bar 17. So bars 1 through 16 are the build. Bars 1 to 8, subtleties mutes. The goal here is, keep the groove, but hint that something is coming. On your drums group utility gain, you're going to do two quick DJ-style cut moments. First one, at bar 4, beat 4. Dip the utility gain down to negative infinity for an eighth note, then bring it back. Second one, at bar 8, beat 4. Dip to negative infinity again, but this time for a quarter note. When you do these, don't make them perfectly instant. Give them a tiny ramp in and out, even just a few milliseconds. That little diagonal line is the difference between clean pro cut and why is my track clicking. Now on the bass group, also with a utility on it, do a smaller move. At the end of bar 8, dip the bass down maybe minus 6 to minus 10 dB for the last beat of the bar. Not fully muted, this is more like pulling the floor out slightly, so the listener leans forward. And here's a mindset I want you to keep. Early build equals small questions. Later build equals big questions. Don't show all your tricks in bar 4. Now bars 9 to 14. Strip the groove harder. This is where the listener should start feeling like the track is being dismantled. Start with weight. If you have a separate sub-track, automate that. If not, do it on the bass group. Over bars 9 to 14, gradually bring utility gain from 0 down to around minus 12 dB. You're not necessarily trying to delete the bass yet. You're trying to make it feel like the track is getting hungry. Next, reduce brightness. On your hats or top loop track, do chunk-based cuts. For bars 11 and 12, reduce the tops by about minus 8 to minus 12 dB. Then in bars 13 and 14, you can get more aggressive. A great move is cutting the tops fully for the last two beats of bar 14. That sudden absence of high end is a big tension spike, because the drop will feel wider and brighter when it returns. Now about the snare. Keep it mostly present, because it keeps forward motion. But you can do one signature snare cut so the listener feels the rug pull. In bar 14, beat 4, cut the snare for an eighth note. Just a fast wait, where'd it go? Moment. That sets up the final section. Okay. Bars 15 and 16, the suck out and silence trick. This is the moment that makes the drop feel like a wall hits. This audio version is shortened for playback.